Hold it, fellas. That don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
It's time to get real gone on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Here's your host, James Riley.
This is Jammin' James Riley on your favorite hour for great music and interviews. It's the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Coming up, we continue our Elvis celebration as we talk with producer and musician Norbert Putnam about his time in the studio with Elvis Presley.
And he's standing in front of us with a hand mic in his right hand, a lyric sheet in his left. And he's, you know, egging us on like a coach, like a basketball coach, like he's walking up and down the sidelines, you know. And we're watching him. As he became more emotional, we had to become more emotional. He directed our emotion.
Much more with Norbert Putnam coming up in just a little while. Plus, we also hear new tunes from Jake Calypso, Jake Labatz, the Bama Llamas with Gabrielle Sutton, and we've got a brand new track from Ameripolitan Awards, Rockabilly Female of the Year, Lara Hope and the Arctones in just a moment, but first, let's kick things off with Mr. Babe Miller. This is Long Gone Daddy on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
This is Lara Hope of Lara Hope and the Arctones, and you're listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley. Cheers.
From their brand new project, Love You to Life, that's Lara Hope and the Arctones, some of the hardest working artists in the land. They're always out playing shows, and they're always listed at LaraHopeAndTheArctones.com. Hey, how about another brand new track? Another artist that puts on a wild and rockin' show, Jake Calypso. The title cut to his single, Sunday Night, to Tease.
Baby, I'm parked behind your home. Oh, baby, calm down or I'll be gone. Do not forget your nice red shoes, the jukebox playing Bob Blues. But the blues, the blues. In the shop, I can't succeed all the night. And baby, if you are no type, please, please. To the funny pal, baby, please, baby, please, please, one more Saturday night to G. Oh, baby, please.
Hi, this is Stan Perkins of Jackson, Tennessee, and I'm listening to my favorite hour of great music. It's the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley. Keep on rocking, man.
I took her from the gutter, just where you threw her down. You walked on her like she was dirt, and you kept on walking around. Now I'm sorry, Charlie, just as sorry as I can be. Listen to me. Well, that's the way the cookie crumbles. Charles, she belongs to me. Yes, sir. Now you took advantage of her young love with high class intellect. Why, you're so low that you don't know the meaning of respect. Now I'm sorry, Charlie. Charis, she belongs to me. Yes, sir. Let's go, run one time. Play that guitar, baby. This town, it's you satisfy.
Charlie, called deep down, you know you're right, and I'm sorry, Charlie. Well, I'm just as sorry as I can be. Yes, sirree. Oh, that's the way the cookie crumbles. Charlie, she belongs to me. But we're about to say I do. That's all she wrote, Charlie. We won't be needing you. Lord, I'm sorry, Charlie. I'm just as sorry as I can be. You better listen to me. Yes, sirree. That's the way the cookie crumbles. Charlie, she belongs to me. All right. Now we hear that organ one time and let's go.
Dextone Records presents the new 45 single release from Levi Dexter and the Gretsch Brothers.
Man, I mean, okie boogie, it nearly drives you wild.
Levi Dexter and the Gretsch Brothers present the limited edition, individually numbered single release of Okie Boogie
and Seven Nights to Rock.
Seven Nights to Rock. I got seven nights to roll.
Mastered at Capitol Records at the Capitol Tower in Hollywood. Available now at BernieDexter.com, JohnnyCool.com, and The Vinyl Bunker in Nashville, Tennessee. We're back on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. We just heard Carl Perkins and NRBQ and a rockin' tune called Sorry Charlie. It's from their album Together called Boppin' the Blues. Hey, 2017 marks 40 years since Elvis's passing, so we're doing an Elvis celebration of his life and music for several weeks on the show. Coming up later is producer and musician Norbert Putnam, who played on over 120 songs with Elvis. But right now, how about a live cover of the Elvis tune Paralyzed by Dave Edmonds?
Paralyzed.
I wish I was an apple hanging in the tree, and every time my sweetheart passed, she'd take a bite of me. She told me that she loved me, she called me sugar plum. She threw her arms around me, I thought my time had come. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home, Cindy, Cindy. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, I'll marry you sometime. Cindy got religion, she had it once before. When she heard my old guitar, she's the first one on the floor. I wish I had a needle as fine as I could sew. I'd sew the girls to my coattail and down the road I'd go. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home, Cindy, Cindy. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, I'll marry you sometime. Cindy in the springtime, Cindy in the fall. If I can't have my Cindy girl, I'll have no girl at all. Cindy went to preaching, she swung around and round. She got so full of glory, she knocked the preacher down. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home, Cindy, Cindy. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, I'll marry you sometime.
That's Ricky Nelson and the tune Cindy, song that Elvis covered later on as well. Our chat with Norbert Putnam is up next, but let's start things off with a tune he played bass on, a song Elvis loved so much that he covered it himself and even became a staple of his live set in the 70s. Here's the original, Tony Joe White and Polk Salad Annie featuring on bass Norbert Putnam.
Hey, this is Norbert Putnam from Muscle Shoals, Alabama, home of Sam Phillips, who prompted my career, and you're listening to Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
Now some of y'all never been down south too much. I'm gonna tell you a little bit about this so that you understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields. Looks something like a turnip green. Nearby called it poke salad. Poke salad. Used to know a girl lived down there, and she'd go out in the evenings and pick her a mess of it, carry it home and cook it for supper, cause that's about all they had to eat. They did all right. And down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, there lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look tame. Poke salad Annie. Everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama wasn't working on a chain gang. A mean, vicious woman. Every day for supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch and pick her mess of poke salad. Toast sack, poke salad, Annie. The gator's got your granny. Chomp, chomp, chomp. Everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama was working on chain gang. A wretched, spiteful, straight razor tote woman. Lord, I must pick my mess up. Lazy and no count, claimed he had a bad back. All her brothers were fit for, but
stealing watermelons out of my truck. Patch poke salad, Annie. The gator's got your granny. Ooh. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was a wicked on a chain gang. Suck a little poke salad to me. You know I need me a mess of it.
Hey, Jammin' James Riley here at the Nashville Elvis Festival. Honored to have record producer and musician Norbert Putnam. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great because I'm up here talking about Elvis. How can you go wrong?
Absolutely. Well, it's good you bring this up. Before becoming a record producer, you played bass with the Nashville Cats.
And even before that, you know, I grew up in Florence, Alabama, which is part of the Muscle Shoals area. And I was the bass player there with the original Muscle Shoals rhythm section. Me and David Briggs, who also ended up working with Elvis, and Jerry Kerrigan were in Rick Hall's first rhythm section. And we cut hits with Arthur Alexander that were huge in Europe. The Rolling Stones covered his music. The Beatles covered his music. Matter of fact, when the Beatles came to America, they asked us to be the backup band for the six opening acts. The American producer wasn't so sure they'd be the hit in America they were in England. So the Righteous Brothers were there. So we got to play with the Righteous Brothers. And of course, I became good friends with George Harrison and Paul McCartney. So we had a good run down in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. One of the guys who would come down there, a producer from Nashville named Felton Jarvis, he would come and do Tommy Rowe. He did the Tams, What Kind of Fool Do You Think I Am, and that kind of stuff. And we were sort of encouraged after 4 years in Florence to move up to Nashville. And that's what brought me to Elvis. But here's the thing. I never planned to be a musician. My father played bass, acoustic bass. And I'm 15 years old. I'd had a piano lesson when I was 12 from my Aunt Elizabeth. She said to my mother, the kid has no talent whatsoever. Don't send him back. Poor attention span. Poor manual dexterity. I didn't even know what manual dexterity was. That's, you know, the way your fingers. But so at the age of 15, Elvis is hot, and my father still has that old acoustic bass. And I'm going to T.M. Rogers High School, which is just outside the city of Florence. Kid comes up to me one day. Norbert, look, we're putting a band together to do this Carl Perkins, Johnny Cash, Elvis Presley music. I said, great, let me know how it turns out. He goes, no, you need to be the bass player. I said, well, Danny, I don't know how to play the bass. My father played the bass. He goes, well, no one else in school has a bass. You might as well learn. I said, well, what makes you think overnight I can become proficient enough to play in your band? He says, look, this Presley music only has three chords. If you can find E, A, and B, we're there. Well, I thought, I bet I could. You see? A few years later, we start to work with Rick Hall, and we're doing hits, and then we come to Nashville. But 13 years later, I'm 28 years old, and I've played on 10,000 records at this point, and I'm working with this guy named Presley. And he said, Norbert, how did you start in this business? And I told him the story. I said, this kid said, if I could find three notes, I could play your music, okay? Elvis says, you know, if I'd been Sinatra, you never figured out the changes to the chorus.
Thank you.
Introducing the debut self-titled album from Celine Lee.
Harry carried our love unknown. Sayonara Sucker's all she wrote.
Featuring songs like Big Girls Cry, Sayonara Sucker, and Tease It to Jesus.
Celine Lee.
Available now for digital download and soon on 10-inch vinyl at sleazyrecords.com.
Celine Lee.
This is Jam and James Riley, and you're tuned to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. We just heard a studio jam featuring our guest Norbert Putnam on the bass guitar. The medley of Mystery Train and Tiger Man can be found on the Follow That Dream release of Elvis Presley titled The Nashville Sessions. I caught up with Norbert at the Nashville Elvis Festival to talk about his time playing with Elvis.
The first time you played with Elvis, correct me if I'm wrong, I think were you the only one there that had not played with him before? I mean, tell me like what that moment is of him coming in the studio and just, wow.
Well, I think it might have been the first time for Jerry Kerrigan, who was another Muscle Shoals guy. Now, David Briggs had played prior. Matter of fact, I'd actually overdubbed bass on a song that Felton did with Elvis in California a few years before, Beyond the Reef, for a movie or something. They didn't like what the guy played, and I put it on, but I didn't meet Elvis. And in 1970, by the way, it's a seminal year for me because now I'm 28, and David Briggs and I are building a studio thinking, well, first of all, to be a studio musician is the most grueling work. I once you made it into the what we'd say the top four most called. Once I became one of the four top basses, I can work 3 to 4 record dates a day. Well, I didn't sign on for that. I want to play 6 hours and go home and have dinner with my wife, you see? So my days would begin, my first session would be at a studio from 10 in the morning till 1 in the afternoon with an artist. And we would do 4 songs. The band was quick and tight. And we had a shorthand method to sketch out a song so we didn't have to memorize it. No time to memorize, okay? And then I would grab a sandwich and go to another studio, 2 to 5, another artist, another 4 song. And then I'd go to a bar and have a cocktail before my 6 to 9 session, usually a glass of wine. And so by 9 o'clock, I've played 9 hours. I've completed 12 new songs and about 3 nights a week. And we would warn record producers not to do this. I have to play at 10 to 1 a.m. Now, you know, so we're going into the 15th hour, you say? And we would say, if you do that, you're taking your life in your hands. Because we, you know, matter of fact, there's a Presley track because we record Elvis at night. We've all played that morning and that afternoon with other artists that had been booked previously. We'd have Elvis 6 to 9, 10 to 1 a.m. He never came to the studio until 8. And then he wanted to sit around and tell funny stories. And he was a great raconteur, great storyteller, okay? And he would get us just in stitches telling us all this funny Elvis stuff, you know. And about 10 o'clock, Felton Jarvis would come out and say, now Elvis, now you know RCA is expecting us to record some songs. We've got 5 nights and you know, I've got 37 things here. I thought, 37 songs? Now we could do 4 in 3 hours usually, but this is Elvis Presley, you know. And Elvis said, well, Felton, what are we doing first? And Elvis said, well, you know, you said you wanted to do that album of country classics. And I don't know if you remember the album jacket. It was a picture of Elvis as a little boy, which is some of the greatest country singing. He was better than any of those guys, you know?
I said, come on over, baby, and a whole lot of shaking going on. Yeah, I said, come on over, baby, and a whole lot of shaking going on. Yeah, we ain't faking, a whole lot of shaking going on. I said, come on over, baby, we got chickens in the barn. Who's born, what born, my born? Now, come on over, baby, we got the bull by the horn. Yeah, we ain't faking, a whole lot of shaking going on. Yeah, I said, shake, baby, shake now. I said, shake, baby, shake now. I said, shake, baby, shake now. I said, shake, baby, shake. We ain't making a whole lot of shaking going on. Yeah. I said, come on over, baby, a whole lot of shaking going on. I said, come on over, baby, a whole lot of shaking going on. We ain't faking a whole lot of
shaking going on. Well, my mama said, shake, baby, shake. I said, shake, baby, shake now. I said, shake, baby, shake, all right. I said, shake, baby, shake. We think a whole lot of shaking going on. Baby, the whole lot of shaking going on. I said, come on over, baby, the whole lot of shaking going on. We ain't faking, whole lot of shaking going on. Easy now. I said, shake, baby, shake now. I said, shake, baby, shake now. I said, shake, baby, shake on. I said, shake, baby, shake, bop, bop. We ain't faking, whole lot of shaking going on. Shake it going on, yeah. My mama said shake, baby, shake. I said shake, baby, shake now. I said shake, baby, shake all night. I said shake, baby, shake, right, right. You ain't faking. A whole lot of shake going on. Wow. I said shake, baby, shake now. I said shake, baby, shake now. I said shake, baby, shake all night. I said shake, baby, shake. We ain't faking. Shake, baby, shake. We ain't faking. Oh, a lot of shaking going on. Take it out, Jerry, take it out.
From the album Elvis Country, I'm 10,000 Years Old. That's, of course, Elvis Presley and his cover of Whole Lot of Shakin' Goin' On. Featuring on bass, our guest Norbert Putnam. And we're talking with him about his time in the studio playing with Elvis. Here's Norbert.
And then we did a second gospel album. And I think we started maybe the second Christmas album, if not a few months later. And we had 7 new pop tunes to do, all right? Elvis was so quick and proficient and focused, we got 35 of them done. And the way it worked, we played it until Elvis got the vocal. It was very rare that he ever went past 3 to 5 takes, okay? But occasionally he got on the first take. Oh, no. Because we played it twice. We played it once with the engineer, okay, who's quickly got a balance. Now the red light's on, and Elvis never worked up to it. He started at the top. It was like, okay, guys, we're on the 3-yard line. It's 4th down. Give me the ball. We're going to score, you know? And you just watch it. Yeah, he'd start pumping up, getting ready for it. And we go, oh, dear God. Help me to hold on. The secret was do not play a bad note because you had to stop, okay? And so it's rolling, and he's standing in front of us with a hand mic in his right hand, a lyric sheet in his left. And he's, you know, egging us on like a coach, like a basketball coach, like he's walking up and down the sidelines, you know. And we're watching him. As he became more emotional, we had to become more emotional. He directed our emotion, right? A lot of times he got it on the first take. And he would go in the control room, they're playing it back, and we'd watch. If after one playback, he walks back, we're doing it again. But if they played it a second time, oh my God, he may keep it. Hey guys, he may keep it. What are we going to do? Well, because we'd learned so much. We played it twice, but James would say, I got an idea for the outro. And David Briggs would say, I got a thing I can do on the piano. Okay, so we got together and we made a pact. All right, here's the deal. We'll all take turns. Every time this happens, if it's my turn, I'll walk in and stand beside Elvis. And so on my turn, I'd walk in. They're playing it back the third time. It's a good vocal. Elvis is thinking about keeping it. I say, hey, King. We call him King irreverently. He'd laugh about it. You know, he could laugh about being Elvis. Yeah. He was the loveliest guy. He said, what is it, Pot? I say, you think you could do one more for me? Well, yeah, sure. What are you thinking? He'd say. I say, well, I've got a little line I think I can play and make the chorus better. And James has a thing for the outro. And David's kind of, oh, he said, okay, gang, we're doing it again. Okay. And he'd come right back out and he'd hit it again. Okay. He would do 3, 4, 5 takes for us. And he'd kill his part every time. I did 120 recordings with Elvis Presley from that first week in June 1970. The last time I played with him was 2 months before he died. He wasn't there. Put a bass part on Unchained Melody, that live thing he did. because the band didn't play. It was just Elvis and the piano. I put a bass part on and went to Hawaii 2 weeks later, with 2 months later with my kids, and that's when he died, you know. But never once in his whole career, or in my career with him, did he ever come over and say, could you play something else on the bass? And he didn't say that to anyone else. He assumed that we were great players, and whatever we played, if it supported his vocal. Well, he knew his vocal was a big deal, wasn't it? You know, obviously we didn't want to have any mistakes, but he would allow us to correct our mistakes. He was the most focused artist I ever worked with. Most artists, they start with a band and usually 1, 2, 3 takes, they work up and now they're ready to give the performance. Elvis started up there on the first one, okay? You know?
I love that.
I mean, he was, well, he's the most confident. He was almost cocky about it. You say, would you do one more for us? Yeah. You think that was good? Listen to this.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really like that, you know? You know what he would do? He would say, any of you guys know that old Chuck Berry song, Promised Land? And we'd say, yeah, well, let's do it. And we start playing it. The band was so good and so fast. And a lot of those songs were not planned. Never expected to be on an Elvis album, you know. And you just watch the producer in the control room and the publisher going, I wish he wouldn't do this. We've got all these songs we wanted to do. And finally, they would come up to us before the session. They'd say, now look, don't suggest any old songs to Elvis because we've got a whole stack of things we have to get done, you know. But he was fun. Elvis Presley was fun. He loved the band. He loved to sing and lead us on. And he was one of a kind. You know, I played on 10,000 recordings. I pulled a prank on Tom Brown. I walked out there in front of this artist and I said, so we're here to talk about Tom Jones? He said, no, we're here to talk about Elvis, okay? I said, well, you know, I played with Tom Jones. And I really did, okay, you know? And of course, they're all laughing out there like he's an old guy. But Tom would send his producer over to Nashville and Tom wouldn't come. And we'd cut these great backing tracks and he'd take them home and put his vocal on. I looked at the artist and I said, I never even met Tom Jones. I said, did any of you ever meet Tom Jones? You know?
I left my home in Norfolk, Virginia, California, on my mind. I straddled that Greyhound and rode him into Raleigh and on across Carolina.
There was something about that intro that was funny. I figured it was you, Johnny. Okay.
I left my home in Norfolk, Virginia, California, home of mine. Straddled that Greyhound and rode him into Raleigh and on across Carolina. We had motor trouble, it turned into a struggle halfway across Alabama. And a hound broke down and left us all stranded in downtown Birmingham. Right away I bought me a through train ticket right across Mississippi clean. I was on that midnight flyer out of Birmingham smoking in New Orleans. Somebody help me get out of Louisiana, just help me get to Houston town. There's an uncle there who cares a little about me and he won't let the poor boy down. Sure as you're born, he bought me a silk suit, put luggage in my hand. I woke up high over Albuquerque on a jet to the promised land. Working on a T-bone steak, a la carte flying over to the Golden State. When the pilot told us in 13 minutes he would set us at the terminal gate. Swing low, charity, and come down easy, taxi to the terminal zone. Cut your engines and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone. Los Angeles. I mean Norfolk, Virginia, Tidewater, 41009. Tell the folks back home, this is the promised land calling and the poor boys on the line.
Hey, this is Jammin' James Riley, and we get asked all the time about advertising on Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
You could ask yourself questions.
Listeners could be hearing about your brand right now. New album, festival, vintage clothes, whatever is a good fit. We'll help you get the word out right here on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Do I feel lucky? Well, do you? Punk.
Email us now, rockabillyandbluesradiohour@gmail.com. That's rockabilly, the letter N, bluesradiohour@gmail.com. Your source for rockabilly, blues, early country, early rock and roll, and Ameripolitan music. This is the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour, and we just heard takes 3 and 4 of Promised Land. Elvis Presley and band jamming out that one, featuring our guest Norbert Putnam on bass.
What were they? I want to. Do you have an Elvis request that you'd like to hear? Maybe one that you played on?
Well, I don't know if it happened this week or not, but it was another Friday night at 4 a.m., and Elvis comes up with this song, Patch It Up, Baby. And I played this sort of James Jamerson moving, rocking bass part, okay? And last night they had a concert here, and Tom Brown asked me if I would come out and do that song as an encore. And I said, I can probably play 1 minute of it, because that was 47 years ago when I did at 4. And so last night, I picked up the bass and dun 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 dun. Well, I played about it, and I stopped, and I looked at the artist, and I said, look, these 75-year-old hands can't do this anymore. They all applauded. They were wonderful about it. But that was, I loved that track, and it was great fun. You might play Patch It Up, Baby.
We got to patch it up, baby, before we fall apart at the seams. We got to patch it up, baby, we can't let time unravel our dreams. Let's go back and touch the past. One more night is all I ask. Get that feeling, that old feeling, feel it, heal it. We can patch it up, baby. We can patch it up, baby. We can patch it up, baby. Sweep out all the cobwebs in our hearts. We got to patch it up, baby, before indifference pulls us apart. Don't let a good love die. Let's give it just one more try. With that feeling, that old feeling. Patch it up, baby. We can patch it up, baby. We can patch it up, baby. Patch it up, baby. Patch it up. Patch it up.
By request for famed producer and musician Norbert Putnam, Elvis Presley. Patch It Up, of course a tune he also played bass on. Now later this year when we start playing Christmas music, we also hear a wonderful story from Norbert about a pretty popular Elvis Christmas tune. That will be coming up in a few months, probably here before we know it. Still to come, brand new from the Bama Llamas featuring Gabrielle Sutton. And this new single from singer, songwriter, and actor Jake Labotz from the new album titled Sunnyside. This is How I Wish She Was Mine on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Your bread in my hand. You want my love, you got to give me security. That's the way I want it, the way it's gonna be. I used to know a cat. pay the bill. If you want my love, you got to give me security. That's the way I want it, the way it's gonna be.
Also from Chicago, that's the Bama Llamas with Gabrielle Sutton. Brand new from them, the song is Security. Available as a download and a 7-inch vinyl release. For all of you jukebox fans out there, big thanks to Norbert Putnam for spending time with us, telling us some great stories about Elvis in the studio. Much more in our Elvis celebration in the weeks to come. Interviews, Elvis tunes, covers, and more. You've been listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. If you're online, our website is rockabillyandblues.com. It's rockabilly, the letter N, blues.com. Stay tuned for more great music and interviews. As always, it's Jammin' James Riley saying keep on rockin'.